Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, this message is from that side of the veil, which is your home. The creative energy in you is present here tonight. And in a three-dimensional state, you're going to see it as the man in the chair, representing an angelic energy with an odd name, a name that equals 11, speaking to you seemingly from that which is the other side. And so what does your three-dimensional mind do with that? Do you see before you perhaps a veil, and do you see before you a man who is piercing it? Do you have the idea of perhaps a layered existence where you in one place and I am in another? Let me give you the quantum view. For I am speaking to you seemingly through a man with a microphone. And that's not where I'm coming from. For I am in the portal, which is called the human being. And if you are hearing me clearly and accurately, and if the third language is here and ready, it is because it is pouring out of that which is you. The portal of the higher self opens in allowance of the creative energy that is you, in you, part of you, belonging to you, the core of what you call God. And that is where I'm coming from. I am not separated from you, I'm in you. And that is where the portal of communication is and always was and always will be. It is not in the front of the room in a chair, coming through that which is an audio system in the voice of a human. And so we invite you to have that quantum experience, that is to say, out of three dimensions, listen from inside, validate from inside. Can you do that? Oh, dear one, we speak to an ageless audience. Not only to those in the room, to those who are listening, to those who are reading. And they need to hear certain things in certain ways. We're going to present you with what Spirit thinks in its own quantum way is a review of 2010. This would be one of the last channelings in public given in this year. And so it is appropriate that you would say a review of what has happened so far would be given now. And I'm going to do that in just a moment. Spirit sees things differently than you do. And so we will give both sides. We will give the three-dimensional perception as well then as that which is quantum. In a quantum state, there is not the linear time that you do. That which you do in linearity, that is that clock that you follow, is not the system of spirit. Therefore, when we sum up the year, it's different than you. But we cannot think of that time frame as you do. So let us start with this. My partner speaks often of the numerological aspects of energy. And he is teaching this, that numbers have within them an energy of communication when they are combined. It is one of the oldest sciences on the planet. It has been used for thousands of years in many ways. The most current is the one that I have told my partner to use, which is Tibetan. For this is where the Kundalini of the planet resided for 13,000 years. India and Tibet became that place where there was more compassion, where there was higher training, where there are more shamanic energies than anywhere else. And so it is logical that the numerology that they developed would be presented to you in the form that they developed it. And it is complex. And I've told my partner to decomplexize it and to try to make it simple. So we're going to use that which is simple numerology to look at the year, its number. Let us look at 2010. When you add up the numbers in the year, you get a 3. And the 3 is defined with the energy of numerology, with the communication of catalytic. So anytime you see the energy of the 3 that sits upon something you wish to define, like a year, you would say that 2010 was a catalytic year. Now, a catalyst, as definitioned in chemistry, would be that substance which affects another and creates a change in it. Or it may very well bring two things together to create a third, while it remains unchanged. That is a catalytic energy. So it really isn't about change as much as a setup to change. It is a facilitator for change. Now remember in this lesson that spirit is not linear. So the changes that a catalytic year would create would not necessarily be within the year of the creation. So therefore, something happens or has happened in 2010 that will then last and push energies beyond it. Before we look at what has happened in this year that might be that way, let us examine how often the year of the 3 occurs. And then let's take apart the 2 and the 1. For you to see those energies and understand the communications they have. When is the last time you had a catalytic year? Well, those of you who are doing the math would be right. It was 2001. And do you remember what happened? And did it indeed create an energy of potential change for the last decade or more? And the answer is yes. And so 2010 has the same kind of energy. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that there had to be an international tragedy to occur. It could be anything. It doesn't always mean negative things. It's simply the energy of the catalyst. Now, spirit sees these things differently than you do. So let us speak to that which is your country. And what are you seeing here? That is the elephant under the table. And you would say this has been a horrible year for our economy. And you would say that in this time, there's been so much anxiety, complete and total distrust of banking, the systems of insurance falling apart, investment being questionable, and that which is your financial instrument, which you call the dollar, which is failing in the face
of international monetary systems. You're devaluating by de facto, aren't you? And by the way, 10 years ago, we told you you would.
And to the human being, it looks awful. Because you struggle through this and you ask, am I going to lose a home? Or in the case of some of you, why did I lose my home?
Will it ever get better? Why is this bad? What have we done to deserve such a thing? And that is the human's three-dimensional perspective of 2010. And I want to tell you, dear human being, what our perspective is.
If it wasn't that many years ago, we told you that this was the potential. And we said to you, there is the strong potential that some of the largest corporations in your land would fall over. And then we told you, and the one which will crash first will be insurance. And you can find those things which we said, potentials, each one. And you walked into the potentials and you're walking through them now. Let me tell you why we would predict such a thing and what it means. It tells you this: for 200 years, this country has operated in the same way with the same system. Oh, you keep changing the rules a little, but basically it was the same, and it was based upon greed. In a system where the wealthy get wealthier and the poorer get poorer, it worked in an old energy. And it was still a good system, for even those in the middle had good lives. But suddenly, dear human being, you are looking at a new energy which simply cannot exist with the old before you in financial systems. And they fell apart. The consciousness would not support them. And they fell apart. And the mistakes of the past came up to summarize themselves in what you call a crash. The human says, what a disaster. And spirit says, congratulations. For you are reforming the very rules of what you want. You're making decisions outside of the box of what has ever been done in this country before. What you do from now on is the catalyst, the three. Where are you going to take it? What is the new system going to look like as you recover? And you will. The dollar will come back. This country can change financial systems, political systems, the very paradigm of capitalism almost overnight. And it's the only one that can.
What model are you going to present to the earth next? One that'll work in integrity. One that creates that which is good. That's what's going on. There would be those who would sit here and see only the glass half full, because they're counting all the negative things, not understanding what they're about and what they're for, and the reasoning that spirit would have. You have always been the model for unity. You've always been the model for integrity. And now you've just changed the game plan yet again. How many of you can sit on a day before New Year's, which you call New Year's Eve, and have the courage to say, thank God for the recession? Thank you, Spirit, for putting us through the grinder because of where we're going. It's a catalytic year.
2010 represent a 2 and a 1 together. If you don't add them up, they still tell a story. For the 2 represents duality. That is the energy of the 2 in Tibetan language. Duality is that which is the combination of angelic and biological. That is the human being itself. As you sit in the chair, as you sit hearing this, listening, reading, that which is you has an energy of duality. You can discover the God inside or not. You can go in any direction you wish. You can create evil things if you choose. You can create divine things if you choose. This is the human. It is the power of humanity. Free choice is yours. It always has been. Now take a look at the one next to the two. Because the numbers influence each other in what we would call relational numerology. They sit in the same equation, in the same year, in the same number, seen over and over. They're a package, and so they affect one another. What does the one mean? New beginnings. Just like 2001. You won't forget it. It changed everything, a new beginning of how you treat the threats, how you travel. This one's different. This is a new beginning of systems in your country. You are reinventing, literally, the United States. You'll see continued upheavals in politics as you move back and forth on what you decide you want from those who are attempting to lead you, who, by the way, are still mired in old energy, all of them. It very well may take a time when you have younger men and women there, and it's only a matter of time, with more conceptual energies to solve dimensional problems that have never existed before. Cryon, you speak in circles. What do you mean? Have patience. All things change. And as you see the young people come up the ladder and start to become your leaders, you will see solutions that you've always wanted, that are logical, that make sense. And you'll wonder why they weren't there all along. And so Spirit sees this as positive. You want to know what the year 2010 is? It's a marker. When you decided to shift the very politics, the very financial institutions and more in this country. There are those who look upon this and you'll say, it just seems like we go back and forth and nothing ever gets done. You're speaking the three-dimensional things. We're speaking of energy. And energy is permanent. That is to say, everything you deposit that is wise stays here. And you build upon it. You don't lose it the next time around. Crying, you're still talking in circles. Some of you are getting it. Spirit sees humanity over generations. We tend to look at that which is human consciousness in 60-year cycles. To you, that is a little more than two generations. It takes that long in an old energy to shift that what was into what is. And I'll give you the reason. Because it is the energy of what the adults tell their children and then what the children tell their children. Two generations. That's all it takes. And so Spirit looks at all of that, which is what has happened with humans in that paradigm. Now you're going to see it in 1 year. Let's talk about humanity. How's it doing, you would say? Well, let's look at Gaia first, because you have to take a look at the energy of Gaia in the combination of humanity, because they're related. So what has Gaia done in order to enhance that which you've created? So if you're taking a look at large to small, let us look at the Gaia energy. Now, we have told you that you are facing weather challenges.
We told you that 21 years ago. We see things far longer than you do. The human is short-sighted. You only have one lifetime to look at cycles which are far longer than one lifetime.
So for some of you, you were saying, well, the earth is changing so radically, there must be something wrong. What is Gaia doing to us today, you say?
This is the three-dimensional human who was saying there's got to be something wrong every time the glass is half full, you see. Let me tell you, the reason we predicted that the weather would shift is because you're going to go through a water cycle, and we've told you this over and over, that will eventually create a large cooling on the planet. And it's happened before. It's a cycle that's happened before. It encompasses many Earth lifetimes, and your science doesn't see it that way. They will this time. Now you have the instruments to record the cycle. And over the next two generations, you will see. And the first things that happen is that the ice melts at the caps of the north and the south. Not all of it, but a great deal of it. And what this does is to create a water level which goes up a few inches. And what this does is to redistribute the weight of the planet. Water on the planet redistributes onto the crust of the earth, and it moves. And the crust of the earth moving creates earthquakes and volcanoes. And you've had some this year, haven't you? And then there will be the ones who look at the earthquakes and the volcanoes, and they say, we've done something awful. Gaia is punishing us. The glass is half full, isn't it? Not understanding that this is the earth adjusting to human consciousness. The cycle is before it was supposed to come. You have advanced the timing because you have advanced time itself. And so I ask those old souls who were in front of me and those reading and those listening, haven't you felt the increase in time? It's speeding up. As those three-dimensional clocks of yours tick off the same amount of time, the dimensional clocks in you are going very fast. And Gaia is part of the dimensional clock. And here it comes. It speeds up, doesn't it? And with that, you come to the cycle that you have called global warming, which is just the opposite. It's global cooling. You will see this year what happens to winter. Walk down the streets when it's snowing and yell, global warming, global warming. It is not so. It is simply part of the water cycle. Now, this is what's happening with Gaia. And I will tell you that what happens next with Gaia is up to you. Let me tell you the latest science. It's always been there waiting for you to see and discover it 2 years ago. They can now measure the magnetics of the planet on an hourly basis. That which you would call the magnetic flux of the grid of the earth varies. And it varies all the time. It varies by the hour. It's not consistent from place to place. And there's reasons for all of that. And now for the first time in space and on the ground, you have a way of measuring that discrepancy and flux variation hour by hour. And in the past, you did it every few months. And suddenly there was a revelation. And if you don't know about this, maybe you came to hear this channeling to hear something 3D. They discovered that the magnetic flux, that is to say, the variation of the magnetic field and strength, goes up and down with human events. And when there's a great deal of humans that leave the planet all at once, it changes. When there's compassion on the planet for those who have suffered, it changes. When there's an exhilaration because something happened that was celebrated, it changes. And it is remarkable that it does it exactly when it happens to humans. And what does that tell you about the energy of humanity? It is altering the physics of the planet. Don't ask the planet what's going to happen. Ask the consciousness of humanity what's going to happen. And I will tell you that what you see here is on target and on schedule, and it's never happened in the history of the Earth. You've never sped up time before. It is It is part of the prophecy of the movement of the planet. The Kundalini literally has left Tibet and India and is moving as you speak to that which is the bottom of the earth, going to Peru and Chile. It's a graduation of the energy of the planet. It's all part of the vital movement that is there. It is what the Incas talked about in their prophecies, what the Mayans talked about in their prophecies. It is here for you to see. And all the movement and all that you see, not designed to punish or to suffer. How many of you on New Year's Eve can say thank God for the movement? Thank you for the volcanoes. Thank you even for those things which seem to have taken a lot of life on this planet, all part of that which was planned by those who came. I've spoken of them before. The earth sees things different than you do. Spirit sees things different than you do. You work in a linear time frame. Spirit does not. When you think you see tragedy and sorrow and death, you don't understand the overlay of those souls who came in with that potential because it was written before they were born that these things could take place on the way to a peaceful earth. And they said at the wind of birth to me, they said, I'm going in anyway. Because the compassion that will be generated from a tsunami is going to change the magnetics of the planet, the crystalline grid of the planet, and that compassion is going to go into the earth and stay there. I'm going to help the planet by my departure. And the human being sees it as tragedy, and spirit looks at it and says, well done. And they came right back. We see things in groups of 60 years at the minimum. For humanity, what's going to happen? 60 years ago, at the end of your last great war, a group of forward thinkers in Europe said, how can we keep this from ever happening again? We always end up conquering one another. For hundreds and hundreds of years, that's all we do, assemble armies and conquer each other. And they put together the seeds of what is today the European Union. They had a goal. They said, what if we could build something like the United States? One currency, a group of countries that become states with no borders, and we'll call it the European Union. And who gave them the model for that? And they did, and it took 60 years. And now their currency is showing something. It worked. Oh, there are issues and there are problems and there are puzzles, and they will solve them. But dear ones, I want you to look at the overview. When you put things together and you unify them, it creates that which is stable. When you pull things apart, you create things which are unstable. There'll come a time when this planet has five and only five currencies. And they will represent major continents who have put things together. Right now, as we speak, there's another group who is doing it in South America and have a vision. What if we can put all the countries together without borders in one currency within two generations? They're looking at you. They're looking at the European Union. It's going to follow. Africa will do it eventually within 50 years. My partner will come back and be part of it. I've told him that. And they learned something, those Europeans, and I want to tell you what they learned. That countries that depend on each other for trade don't go to war. Are you beginning to see the picture of a peaceful earth and why it might be peaceful? All it takes is two generations. When parents tell their children to hate another person, they perpetuate an old energy, don't they? When they don't tell them that, they perpetuate an energy. I've said this before. You want to look at this
You want to look at this in 3D? Look at the enemies that you fought in World War II and the countries and the faces and the hatred and the anxiety and the death and the torture and the humility that you went through and your grandparents saw. And some of your parents saw. Now look at those enemies today. They are your trading partners. One of them is so allied with you, they make all the appliances in your house and the cars you drive. That only took 60 years. Now come with me to the Middle East and see a different scenario where the parents teach their children to hate the other one, and they've been doing it for 1,000 years. Do you see what I'm saying to you? It only is going to take 2 generations to undo it all. And I would like to tell you, there is a group of young people all over the Middle East that are starting to understand they're not going to do what their parents told them. And there's a lot of them in Iran. You're going to see change. Consciousness brings it about. That's how you're doing. How about personally? All right, let us speak of this, because Kryon, I see the overview of all of your lives, the Akash that in you, those who lined up to be here at this time, in this, the shift of the energy, in this, that galactic alignment. And we see it differently than you. You are more than humans walking the earth in lesson. You are catalysts for energy. And everywhere you touch the earth with an enlightened state, it stays changed. And we've said this before. There is a quantum process that is going on, even at the molecular level, of the field of your DNA that interacts with a crystalline grid of the planet. Your presence in this lifetime is changing Gaia. Old souls are at the forefront. Less than 0.5% of the human race has got to do what you have done to effect a permanent change on this planet, a humanity shift that has been predicted for 2012. 17 years you've been in the energy, 19 more to go. And you're accomplishing what you came for. And that is the summary. A 2010. Accomplishment. Congratulations. Hard work. You're in the right place at the right time. Now, what's next for you? It's a promise from Spirit. Submerge yourself in those things which are multidimensional. Trust at the unseen, which you call faith. Have patience for the synchronicity, which still you don't understand, for you don't know how to control it. And the things you cannot control give you anxiety. So have peace with those things which you cannot control, and understand that the system of Spirit is beautiful and only has you in mind. Here is the new paradigm. As you walk through the difficulties of this planet, no longer are you going to have suffering and war. No longer do you have to have a situation where there have to be bad things occur to you. Use that intuition to move left or right. If the weather changes on the planet continue to flood your house, it might be a nice idea to move. It is the human being who says, however, well, it's only a once every 100-year flood. Oh, really? Wait till next year. You start to see a new paradigm. Move with it. Be flexible, human being. Understand what is afoot. You have changed the planet with your consciousness. Now be part of the change. Work with it.
understand it, celebrate it, move with it. And that is the message for today. The summary of 2010. On track. On target. Congratulations. Can you say that on New Year's Eve? And what will next year be? Well, you take a look at 2011. Wow. Let's look at the 2, which is duality, against the 11, which is a master number, which means illumination. Looks like a better year. It could very well be. Ah, and it's a 4. Let us talk about the 4. Stability, earth, respect of the ground, all things Gaia. It's a hint of things to come that will continue to shift this planet into another higher vibration. You can't deny it. You're sitting in it. You're feeling it. You're living it. No longer is it woo-woo. That is the message today for you to hear yet again. 21 years ago, it was speculation. Today, it's your reality. Congratulations. Given in love this day. And so it is.